The information provided on Dr. Tom Rozelle Live by Dr. Tom Rozelle, D.C., interview guests, show co-hosts, or substitute hosts is not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. It is for general information purposes only. Information from this broadcast should not replace the appropriate consultation and examination process by a licensed physician. Always consult your own physician prior to changing any current medical directive or prescription.
Dr. Tom Rozelle Live, right now. On 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle live in studio, waiting to take your calls on anything you'd like to talk about, no matter what the problem may be. You've tried, you've applied. Guess what? You haven't come up with anything that's worked, have you? Well, give me a call, 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Let's talk about your stuff and figure out what we need to do, but we do have things to talk to you about. First of all, I'd like to thank all of you that took the time to come up to the Gaithersburg event last week. It was great, actually this week, but a couple days ago. It was really fun. I enjoyed meeting you. The demonstrations were, you know, kind of, applicable to everything that we were doing up there. It was fun. It was a great night. We're going to do it again. We'll figure out where we're going to do it around the Beltway, but these town hall health and wellness events seem to be something that you're all interested in, so we'll kind of tweak them in addition to the programs that we're doing in-house at the Rozelle Center for Healing. And we have one today that we're going to preempt, because this Wednesday, June 28th at 7 p.m., none other than Dr. Harlan Browning, the professor, is going to be talking about myofascial pain patterns, musculoskeletal pain. What does that mean? It means pain in your body that has to do with the fascia, with has to do with spinal systems and so forth. Very significant, very debilitating, very problematic. And you all suffer a lot from that. And unfortunately, you're put on a tremendous amount of medications to handle it. Dr. Browning, welcome.
Always good to be here, Tom.
It's fun, my friend. It is fun. The last time you and I talked together, we were at the office celebrating our open house, and that was a great day.
That was a great day.
It was fun. Even Dr. Shendella stepped up to the mic, walked in. I was very flattered that he came in with his family, and so we had no other option but then to hand him the microphone.
Yep.
I mean, he's a good guy. Let's talk about this in a nutshell. And before we kind of move through the matrix a little bit, and I'm going to tie in a couple other subjects with this as well, what is myofascial pain patterns, myofascial pain syndrome?
Well, I think first it helps to understand the way that the body is put together structurally. We certainly have bones and we have ligaments and tendons and muscles, but we also have this network of what we call fascia that surrounds it all. And it basically works like pantyhose and it holds things in place. And it interconnects all the systems of the body, including the viscera. So we now know through continued research that the fascia is a very responsive organ, if you will, and it helps us adapt to changes in life and posture and our injuries and those types of things. So it's a very essential component what we need to treat when we're looking at people with these chronic pain syndromes that don't seem to go away.
So we fix certain things, but the underlying pattern, this fascial, and we can call it weakness, tightening, tearing, a lot of things that happen to it is persistent. And it's never addressed properly.
Correct. And the problem is, as time goes by, the tissue actually changes. If we look at it under a microscope, it becomes scarred. We get what's called adhesions in there. And because that this tissue is so highly vested with nerves, it generates a lot of pain. And it also has a large connection to what we call the autonomic nervous system. That's our fight or flight or rest and digest system. So it feeds into that. So then all of a sudden, because we have these chronic pain syndromes, we see the sequelae of the autonomic system becoming part of it. The blood pressure starts to rise. The blood sugar dysregulation takes place. This is the stress response that our body goes through.
So there's an intimacy here that is interconnected through all the systems of the body that can't be distinguished one from the other. So when patients go out and they get myofascial release, you know, to try to handle something, or they go out and they get treated in a different way, unless... And we're talking, again, a multidimensional look and understanding in this particular situation of what this huge broadband sheath is all about. And, the connectiveness that it is, the binding, as you use the term pantyhose, if you will, to hold things tighter than they would otherwise be.
Right, and it's extremely important that this tissue is healthy and it can stretch and can extend, because it helps us dissipate forces across the body. The body wants to preserve energy, and the best way to do that is to recycle it. So this helps us slingshot energy from one part of the body to the next to help us conserve and restore our energy levels. So if it's scarred up, then we're going to have a break in that process.
So for sake of clarification for our listeners, somebody who would be suffering, I want to get into the intimacies of this and really how it works and the interconnectedness of it. What does somebody present with? How do they present? What would they tell you that would lead you to suspect that they have a myofascial pattern that is causing their pain, their chronic problem?
So the couple things that I look at is the pain diffuse? Is it just sort of there? That leads me to believe that there is a larger structure being involved than, let's say, just a compression of a nerve. Has the person gone through a series of treatments that covers all different modalities that didn't really seem to do anything? And has the person really sustained injury, or do they sit in a position all day long that would cause the fascia to change?
So patients who've been diagnosed with fibromyalgia, this meets that criteria.
Certainly does.
They have pain all over all four quadrants. It sits there for a whole long time. Myofasciitis, if you will.
Right.
All these myalgias, you know, that they get just a generally diagnosed pain anywhere in their body that is persistent.
Right. And if you look at fibromyalgia, you could certainly say chicken or egg. What happens first? Does the person develop a local pain pattern first, or do they develop a global pain pattern? But it all comes back to what we reference as far as the autonomic nervous system. That's why it spreads, and that's why characteristically the people that have fibromyalgia need to meet certain criteria. Loss of sleep, there's your autonomic, your fight or flight that's kicking in. Pain in 11 areas, change in digestive function, you know, all of these things that lead us to believe that now the autonomic nervous system is involved.
Well, you know, the interesting thing with fibromyalgia patients, and I don't want to get stuck into this topic, but the diagnostic criteria that goes back to 1978, initially when it first seen, and then 1998 when the College of Rheumatology decided to set up a set of criteria. So here's the deal with that. It has to be all four quadrants. So not just your leg or your low back or your neck and shoulders and your arms, but it has to be all four quadrants that have to be persistent in pain for at least 3 to 4 months without any remission. It doesn't go away. And it, as you said, it has to have 11 out of these 18 trigger points. It has to meet some other criteria. But those are the ones that step up first. If it's one part of the body, patient could truly be in pain and suffer. And this is where we're going to get into this myofascial pain pattern. They could truly be in pain, but it doesn't meet the criteria of a true chronic problem that has to do with fibromyalgia. So, having said that, let's get in and let's talk about the distinguishing characteristics, you know, of this myofascial pain syndrome. I'd like to remind you, Dr. Harlan Browning, my guest in studio, your host this coming Wednesday evening, 7 p.m. at the Rozell Center for Healing. And he's going to be talking about what we're talking about right now, myofascial pain patterns. You know, if you've never heard Dr. Browning speak, this guy, and I lovingly call him the professor simply because I have so much respect for what he does and who he is, he'll lay this out very succinctly for you and allow you to understand, but more importantly, tell you what you need to do about it and how to break the pattern. So if you've had pain, you've been told you have a myofascial problem, you have trigger point patterns that are built up into your body, they just don't seem to go away. It's because it's not being approached properly. June the 28th, 7 p.m. at the Rozell Center for Healing. Call 703-698-7117. That's 703-698-7117, and tell the staff that you'd like to register for that class. I touched upon it just now as I was prompting the program, but somebody goes in, well, I have trigger points, and you have guys that are injecting these trigger points, and you know, you have people that are bearing into it, or they go to a massage therapist, and we have a great one in the office. And Ivani is amazing. She's one of the most incredible massage therapists, and I've had massage therapy all over the world. sometimes it makes things worse. And the unraveling of the fascia has to be done in a very specific way, but other pieces have to be addressed in addition to that. Correct?
Yeah, that's definitely true. Anytime you're looking at a pain syndrome like this, you always have to look at the chemical messengers that are involved. So we have certain messengers in the body that promote inflammation, and what happens in myofascial pain syndromes is these messengers are produced excessively. So we have a lot of things on fire, so to speak. So when you're doing an aggressive massage, you can liberate those and mobilize them, which can very often, it's like it's stirring up a beehive. So you want to look at the condition of the person. How much reserve do they have? Can they handle that early on? A lot of times they can't, and it makes it worse.
But they're also dumping toxin as they're doing it as
correct.
Well. And if they don't have enough water in their body, if the muscles aren't in a good place, they can't get rid of it.
And then adrenal reserve. We talk a lot about the adrenal glands and their ability to modulate inflammation through the production of cortisol. So when a person has been in chronic pain, their adrenal glands don't really have the response that they should. So if you don't have a good baseline of cortisol, and you know, we often badmouth cortisol like it's this evil thing. Well, in fact, we need cortisol. We just don't want too much of it. So what happens is folks who are in chronic pain syndromes will often produce too much cortisol early on. And Hans Selye, the father of the adrenal glands, he called this the alarm state of the adrenal glands, where we punch out a lot of cortisol. But unfortunately, it can only go on so long, and then it levels out and declines. And then when it goes into decline, these are the people that just don't respond well to manual type medicine that's aggressive. And deep tissue massage can be one of those things.
You know, there's a piece of the puzzle that you and I look for and our doctors look for when we treat patients, and it's called a ligament stretch reaction. And the only reason I'm bringing this up is simply because it's tied into what we're talking about. That adrenal gland, these little ductless glands that sit on top of the kidneys, under stress put out cortisol, which is a steroid. But there are other elements as well. One of them we affectionately call a mineral corticoid, which allows for ligaments and tendons and tissue to maintain their tensile strength. And if there's not enough, if it drops, as you just indicated, now there's no stability. And because of that instability, pain doesn't go away. And with the cortisol levels being that low, now you have this vicious cycle that eats itself.
Right. And then you get all the comorbidities that go along with that. You know, the blood sugar dysregulation, then the sleep problems, and on and on and on. So then the person, I mean, they could literally see 6-7 different specialists for all the symptoms that they have.
It's a conundrum, if you want to use that term. It's an unfortunate situation that often not diagnosed properly. It's not looked at the way it should be, because there's so many different pieces. We're in the second half of the program. We're going to get into some of the nutritional pieces that what happens when you have a reoccurrent myofascial sequence that keeps popping up no matter what you do, doesn't go away. That's always an indicator that there's something else biochemically. And sometimes it's an easy fix and sometimes it isn't, but you have to understand that it does exist. And there's, you know, we get in the second half of the program, we're going to talk a little bit about chronic regional pain syndrome, which has a tie into this, particularly since it deals with the autonomic nervous system. And, you know, we can handle those pieces, you know, and differentiate them. And that's the whole piece. They have to be differentiated. They have to be looked at as a, not only as an independent, but as an overlapping integrative piece. My guest in studio, Dr. Harlan Browning, the professor, your guest, or your host, your teacher, your presenter, this Wednesday evening at the Rozelle Center for Healing, 7 p.m. Make sure you're there. You're going to learn a lot. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle, author of Ageless Health, Health is a Do-It-Yourself Program. My book, now also available in audio version, is a step-by-step program of how to take control of your health and wellness without drugs or needless surgery. You have the capacity to change your health and level of well-being. Take control of your health today and order Health is a Do-It-Yourself Program.
For more information and to order, please visit agelesshealthbook.com. That's agelesshealthbook.com.
Cars for Kids, K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids, 1-877 Cars for Kids, donate your car today, 1-877 Cars for Kids, K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids, 1-877 Cars for Kids, donate your car today.
about our programs and to donate, visit us online at carsforkids.com. Remember, that's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 Cars for Kids, KARS Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids, donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Did you know slow internet can actually hold your business back? Say goodbye to slow downloads, slow backups, slow everything. Comcast Business offers blazing fast and reliable internet that's over 6 times faster than slow internet from the phone company. Say hello to fast internet speeds up to 250 megabits per second. Plus, did you know that in addition to fast internet, you can also add TV and phone for your business for just an additional $34.90 a month? Comcast Business TV helps keep your employees informed. And you get full-featured phone service with unlimited local and long-distance calls. And did you know, all this is only a phone call away? Call 800-501-6000. Comcast Business. Built for business.
Offer ends 6/30/17. Restrictions apply. Limited one voice line and private view TV for new customers. 2-year contract required. Requires Comcast Business Internet and an additional monthly charge. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Compares Comcast 250 megabits per second and 40 megabits per second DSL downloads.
At Advance Auto Parts, you can find the knowledge and parts you need to get the job done. Think of us as that friendly neighbor who genuinely cares about you and is always willing to lend a helping hand without expecting anything in return. Unlike Jerry, who always has something come up and then wonders why he isn't invited over on Sundays. You know what you did, Jerry? Advance Auto Parts. Let's get you back on the road.
Chris Bryant.
And that ball is crushed.
The Cubs have last season's MVP and world title. Max Scherzer.
Swing and a miss.
He's got the bling and the Nats want those rings. Defending their title versus making their pitch connect. Nationals Cubs. The series starts tomorrow night at 6:30 on Messin.
Ain't baseball great?
Educate, engage, empower. Take control of your health with Dr. Tom Rozelle and the Rozelle Center for Healing. Information is power. Achieve an ultimate state of wellness with Dr. Tom Rozelle's Education Lecture Series video on demand. Discover how to create an extraordinary life of optimal health and wellness. Visit drtomrozelle.com/education. That's drtomrozelle.com/education.
Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozelle here. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle live in studio, 888-630-9625. That's how you find us here. And how you find us when we're not here, you go to rozellecare.com. That's rozellecare.com. And check out that website. There's so much in there for you. I mean, we have things that you can learn from, things that you can, videos online, they're there. I mean, it's a great site. Go check it out. Let us know. In studio, your host this Wednesday evening, Dr. Harlan Browning. We're talking about myofascial pain patterns and myofascial pain syndromes and how they affect you. And these things are extremely debilitating. You know, myofascial pain syndrome is characterized by points of pain sometimes throughout the muscles, but it's not localized necessarily to one area. It can be all the way through. It's seemingly, you know, you can't identify it as a body part. It's about that. Sometimes, you know, there's a tender muscle that feels like it's knotted up. Dr. Browning, welcome again. Let's talk about that knotted up pattern. You know, people feel my shoulder's just locked up. It's knotted. It feels like I've got knots or rope in there. This is part of the pattern. What's causing that?
Well, the body's trying to protect itself, so it's going to cause the muscles to shorten and contract. You know, anytime we're in pain, we have a withdrawal response, and that can happen subconsciously. So after we sustain an injury or we're put into a position posturally that's too much stress for the joint, then the muscles are going to compensate and physically shorten. Because the muscles are surrounded by the fascia, it's going to pull on the fascia as well. So that fascia connects to the bone. So now all of a sudden, we not only do we have a shortening of the muscles, now we have a contracture of the joint, we have limited motion, we have increased pain, and then we get caught up in this cyclical process that just continues for long periods of time. A great example of that would be frozen shoulder. We've all heard of that, and that's really what's happening. It's this slow domino effect that's just getting progressively worse, and the end product is a loss of motion and pain.
So once you have that restriction of the joint space, once you have that inability to move, to reach, to bend, to twist, if you don't get that to normalize, if you don't get the muscles to fire the way they're supposed to, you don't get the fascia to release properly, then you start building in a, I'm going to say scar tissue so our listeners can understand. It's a fibrous connective irritation that locks all this down. Now you've got a pattern that is not only debilitating, but it's far worse than the original presentation.
Yeah, and because the way the nervous system is designed, joint function predicates good muscle function that stabilizes that joint. So we know in neurology that the nerve that innervates or communicates with the joint is the same nerve that communicates with the muscles that cross the joint. So we don't want to cut our nose off to spite our face and just forget about the joint itself and just work on the muscles. I personally, in fact, think it should be done in the opposite way, is you address the muscle, or I'm sorry, the joint restriction before you even consider the muscle restriction, because that's just the way the neurology dictates.
You know, it's amazing to me on a day-to-day basis, and having been in this business for the years that I've been in, that when we see these things and they continue to perpetuate, and people come in and they're debilitated. They come in canes, they're bent over, they can't sit for a long period of time, and they've done everything, they've tried everything. And in your situation, you know, you look at the pattern from where did it come from, what happened. I'm going to give you an interesting one, okay? Here's a patient that hurts their hip, their left side. And, you know, they have a soreness in the hip. It feels like a pointer. You know, somebody got hurt playing some kind of sport or lifting something or whatever. But now the real restriction comes in opposition. It comes into the opposite right shoulder. Now that starts tying down. They can't reach it up. The fascial pattern is involved. How?
Well, the nervous system likes to, for joints to move in reciprocal fashion, meaning that when we swing one hip, my right hip, when I'm walking, I counterbalance by swinging the left arm. So in order for us to go through a nice smooth cadence when we walk, we need to make sure that the swing in the leg is about the same as the swing of the arm. If not, we're gonna have a limp, or we're gonna walk inefficiently. So if we start to develop restrictions in one joint, very often because of this gait mechanism, we start to get restrictions on the other side. So to get to the next level, very often we're treating something on the other side of the body to fix the one side that's actually causing the pain.
And that's a weird thing for a lot of people to comprehend, even other physicians, because they're so compartmentalized. Think it hurts here, so it's got to be here. You know, this is the problem. I can't raise this shoulder, so it has to be that shoulder. There can be myofascial restriction and irritation in other parts of the body that are allowing that mechanism to be tied down, to be restricted, to be painful, not to have the mobility, the function that it should have. You know, it's something that, you know, so often you have to go where the pain is not where it's coming from. And you have to really appreciate that at a level that if you don't treat the polar opposite in some situations, it's never going to go away. We're coming up to that part of the program where we have to take a break. And, you know, I want to remind you, Dr. Harlan Browning is a world of knowledge. If you haven't had an opportunity, this Wednesday night you will. Don't go away. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozell.
Breast cancer is a major health risk to all women. It can silently grow uninterrupted for years. The Rozell Center for Healing reminds all women to conduct monthly and annual breast exams and consider a thermography scan from the thermography centers as an adjunct to your routine breast exams. Thermographic imaging can detect abnormalities years before a mammogram, and it's safe and non-invasive. For more information, visit thermographycenters.com.
So, you made the decision to sell your home, and now you need to find a real estate agent you can trust. Look no further. That agent is Frank Prindle & Associates for RE/MAX Allegiance. Frank Prindle uses a system for selling homes that creates more demand and gets homes sold faster and for more money than the average local agent. Rob and Laurel desperately needed help selling their Bowie home. They called Frank Prindle, and in just 5 days, Frank brought in over 20 offers, and their home sold for 18% above list price. You see, there's no risk to working with Frank. He'll sell your home for a price and a deadline you agree upon, or Frank will buy it, guaranteed. That's why, in addition to Frank's thousands of satisfied clients, he's been endorsed by Fox News Channel's Sean Hannity and maintains the exclusive support of real estate mogul Barbara Corcoran in Metro DC. So call the only agent you need when you're ready to sell your home. Call Frank Prindle at 703-399-4538, 703-399-4538, or online at itrustfrank.com. That's itrustfrank.com.
The Big Screen Store's 4th of July 2-for-1 savings blast. Get a Samsung 4K 70-inch plus a 50-inch Samsung for just $17.99. That's right, a 70 and a 50-inch for just $17.99. The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
Our expert service and installation is legendary and second to none. And this is huge. We double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. Plus great deals from your home theater experts on the latest in power reclining seating with power headrests.
Nothing like watching a movie on a big screen.
You got to check out the Big Screen Store.
And for a limited time, a 70-inch 4K UHD TV and a 50-inch Samsung is just $17.99. The Big Screen Store. Visit us at thebigscreenstore.com. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
Make a memory with family and friends this summer as Ricky Fowler, defending champion Billy Hurley, and the PGA Tour's rising stars take on TPC Potomac June 26th through July 2nd. Declare your day at the Quicken Loans National, a summertime event that brings you close to the action with various ticket options, including new reserve stadium seats. Tickets for the Quicken Loans National start at just $20 with complimentary admission for kids 12 and under. Buy today at QLNational.com. That's QLNational.com.
At the Rozelle Center for Healing, we care about your health and want to help you take your health in a new direction, far from drugs and surgery. Knowledge is the key to optimal wellness and control of your health. We offer free health education on chronic health conditions and natural integrative medicine treatments. Attend Myofascial Network's Musculoskeletal Pain on Wednesday, June 28th at 7 p.m. Space is limited, so register today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit rozellecare.com. That's rozellecare.com.
This is Dr. Tom Rozelle. After 38 years of practice and almost a million patient visits, the Rozelle Center for Healing knows what works and knows how you can take control of your health and wellness. My team of doctors practice 21st century integrative medicine. Whether you suffer from chronic pain and fatigue, allergies, or headaches, we can help. Take charge of your health before it's too late. Make an appointment today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit online at rozellecare.com. That's rozellecare.com.
Dr. Tom Rozelle Live continues now on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. Indeed, we're in studio today waiting for your phone calls, 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Love to hear from you. Dr. Harlan Browning is my guest, your host and presenter this Wednesday evening at the Rozelle Center for Healing, June the 28th, 7 p.m. The professor is going to be talking about myofascial networks and myofascial skeletal pain and the things that that means. And that's what we're trying to tell you about today, is we're trying to tell you what happens when you have pain that just doesn't go away and it's broad-based and it doesn't seem to be related to one joint space or the other. And you just hurt, you know, and you've been everywhere. You think it might be fibromyalgia, myofasciitis. You've been told this, you've been told that. You've had trigger point injections. You've had a lot of things that have happened, and it still doesn't ultimately take care of the problem. Dr. Browning, let's talk about that whole pattern again. And, you know, for our listeners that are coming in on the bottom of the hour here, myofascial pain syndrome or myofascial pain skeletal involvement is what?
It's a physical change in the connective tissue that surrounds everything in the body that eventually starts a cascade of inflammation and an increased amount of nerve activity, pain activity. So we get wrapped up into this cocoon of nonstop inflammation and pain. And it's it's palpable. We can feel the knots in there. We can test for inflammatory markers. I know we've, in the last several weeks, we've been talking a lot about the essential fats, the EPA and the DHA that help inflammation. It changes the way those work, and it produces these chemical messengers that just continue to onslaught the way that our body functions and ultimately changes that autonomic nervous system.
You know, a lot of people think that myofascial pain syndrome is nothing more than a trigger point within a specific area. And if you look up the definition of it, they tell you that, you know, you've got these buildup of acid within an encapsulated area within the muscle, and you either have to inject them or you have to, you know, put a lot of pressure on them. You have to break them up, you know, until they go away. And sometimes they inject saline. Sometimes they check different types of painkillers, a Novocaine type of irritant. But not so much. This is not what we're talking about.
No, I mean, you certainly would be fair to put trigger points in that umbrella of fascial problems, but it really wouldn't be fair to call it a fascial syndrome. Syndrome means that there is other things that are involved besides just the knot in the muscle. And, you know, you can address it by multiple physical modalities. You know, the trigger point therapy, NEMO, was the original guy that did all that. You can do different forms of scraping tools, grasting, or used to be called gua sha in Chinese medicine, dry needling. These are all great adjuncts to help treat locally the muscular phenomenon. But again, we have to disengage from that being just the only thing, and we need to look at the big picture as far as the joint movement. How do we control the inflammation? How do we reestablish good autonomic nervous system? So the person, instead of fight or flight, they're starting to rest and actually digest.
We talked about in the beginning of the program that these myofascia, let's just talk about the fascial planes themselves. They bind everything. They hold everything together tightly. And if you visualize it almost like a sheet of paper that's laying flat and it's wrapped around something and there's no denting, there's no clumping, there's no pulling, but it's just an even piece of fascia. Better yet, saran wrap. That's even a better idea.
Yeah.
You know, saran wrap or plastic wrap is the same type of thing. And it's when that saran wrap, that fascia that covers everything, gets clumped up, it gets tight, and it doesn't allow the normal physiology of the muscle or the organ system and so forth to work properly, it produces this feeding on itself, this recidivistic pain pattern that now can enjoy in multiple systems in the body because it flows together and wraps everything that we call our bodies.
Yeah, and we now know that there's close to 10 times more nerves in the fascia than there is in the muscle. So really, when we injure ourselves, it's more about the fascia than it is the muscle. Additionally, we have this glue-like substance within the fascia. They're called glycosaminoglycans, and they help to retain water. So if we don't maintain water in there, then it's just like a piece of leather. If you have a nice Italian leather shoes and you don't take care of them, then they dry out and they crack.
They dry hard.
So we all know about the glycosaminoglycans because we take them for our joints. That's the hyaluronic acid, chondroitin sulfate, glucosamine sulfate. Well, those same nutrients are in your fascia, and that's what they do. They attract water. So there is some value in taking those as well. Again, it goes to a little bit of the dietary side, a little bit of controlling inflammation, restoring function. You know, you have to put it all in place.
So to people who are dehydrated, because we know that the joint spaces, the disc spaces particularly, they're 75% water. And if we're dehydrated, they degenerate. People who have myofascial syndrome patterns that are chronic, are they also potentially dehydrated?
Absolutely. So you always want to look at that. The body wants to preserve water, and it's gonna give it up in non-essential areas, and that would be, you know, your muscles, your skin, your bones, your ligaments, your fascia. So we can be fairly significantly dehydrated and not even know it.
Let's go to the phones. Charlene, how can we help you? Thank you for calling.
Hi, doctor. Thanks. I want to know about a Trendelenburg hip. What is it, and what can be done for it?
So a Trendelenburg hip, it means that you have weakness in one of the muscles on the side of your leg called the gluteus medius. The weakness can occur because of there's been damage to it, to the muscle itself, to the nerve itself. It could just be progressively get weaker because we don't use it a lot. It could be a reactivity to maybe arthritis in the hip. But what it comes down to is when that muscle doesn't support us when we walk, then one side of our hip is going to drop when we lift the leg up. So it's going to give us this effect that the body is tilting to one side.
Right.
Did you injure your hip or do you have arthritis?
I do have arthritis.
Okay. Uh-huh. And you were told that you have a Trendelenburg?
Yeah.
Sign. Okay. So it's more or less a sign. It's not really diagnostic of anything except that there's weakness in the muscle. So like I said before, you want to consider the health of the joint because like we alluded to earlier, the joint dictates the health of the muscle to a large degree. So I would start there and then you can certainly incorporate, you know, rehabilitative exercises.
To add on to that, Charlene, let me just give another piece to it. Remember that every muscle in the body has a nerve that goes to it. So the nerves to the gluteus medius come from the lower portion of the back and the sacrum. And if your pelvis is out of position or if the lower lumbar vertebrae are not lined up properly, then you can have either a tugging effect on the nerve. At the very end of the spine, you can actually have some direct pressure on that goes to that muscle. And if that's the case, the muscle's going to misfire. It's not going to hold. So now you have a weakness of it. And in a gluteus medius problem, not only does your hip drop, but as you're walking, you're going to notice that your foot on the side of weakness is going to go outside almost like a duck. You're going to do a duck walk type of pattern. So you're looking at both of those things relative to what's going on. If you addressed all of it properly, even though arthritis simply means that there's a degenerative change that has occurred over a period of time, in of itself, does it mean that there's disability or impairment? No, it can be kind of an ache, a soreness, and so forth. And you could guard it as you're walking. You're usually going to pull away from it. You're going to be antalgic, meaning move away from the pain. You're going to try to list to the other side. But everything that Dr. Browning just told you, is absolutely accurate. And then, but you have to take the next step and take a look at that. Does that make sense to you?
So what am I to do?
So what you do is you come to Dr. Browning's class on Wednesday evening. You're close enough in Springfield and yeah. Talk to him directly and he'll tell you one-on-one. These are the kind of things that we see all the time. And it's something that's really straight up and very successfully treated by the approaches that we take in our practice. You know, we see a lot of sports figures and, you know, high professional level athletes, NFL and so forth. And these guys are getting beat up and banged up all the time with the type of problems that you're describing, and they can be resolved. But I'd love to see you as our guest. Join us this Wednesday evening, Charlene, and Dr. Browning will get one-on-one with you and make that happen. This is a problem that you see a lot of.
Yeah, and it really, touching on what she said and what you said about athletes, I think that probably one of the most publicized chronic fascial issue that we see, especially with folks that work out in sports, is what we call IT band syndrome. Okay, iliotibial band syndrome, which is an extension from the gluteus medius and another muscle group called the tensor fasciolata. It's just big words for muscles on the side of the hip that actually move the hip, but more importantly, they tense the fascia. So remember I referred to before that the major responsibility of the fascia is to propel us and to conserve energy. So that's what that muscle does. So a lot of folks who have dysfunction in that don't even have pain in the hip. They have knee problems.
Yeah, because that outside iliotibial band goes all the way down and inserts into the outside portion of the knee into the lower leg.
Right.
And it stabilizes that outside knee. In many cases, if it's in a weakened position, that knee wants to wants to deviate to the outside.
Right. So there's these whole pathways through the body and there's an author, Thomas Myers, that we both have had the opportunity to see. He's actually a massage therapist who took the time over probably the last 25 years to go to cadaver labs and dissect out these fascial planes. So in other words, he connected the bottom of the foot all the way up to the top of the head and showed the continuity of these fascial planes and how they connect to help us move the energy from one place to the other. His book, Anatomy Trains, is fantastic. You don't need to be a doctor to read it and appreciate it. So for folks who have interest in this, I would encourage you just to pick that book up. It's great.
You know, in the case of the fascia, and it's overlying every muscle and every organ system in the bone. By the way, just so you understand what fascia is, you've all heard the term osteo whatever, you know, pericardial this and that. the pericardial layer of the heart is a fascia. The pericardium is a fascia. It wraps and protects the heart. It allows the heart to work as part of its component. The bone, the periosteum, same type of thing. It's a wrapper around the bone. The ostium means bone. The thing that we're talking about are things that hold and wrap the bone together. And as Dr. Browning had said earlier, huge amount of sensory fibers, and you ding them, it hurts, and it can stay hurt for a long time because you can get swelling underneath it. You know, we call it a bruising, if you will, and it has to be laid flat. All of a sudden, you got this big lump over something, and you wonder where that lump came from. It's not a tumor. It's not a cyst. It's an irritated fascial plane.
Right, and you, I think it's what you said is just spot on as far as how it connects deep. You got to remember that the fascia also integrates into our breathing mechanism through the diaphragm. So most of the body is designed from top to bottom longitudinally, but we have these transverse membranes, the diaphragm being one, the pelvic floor being the other, that are just huge networks of fascia. So when we get restrictions in them, then all of a sudden, guess what? We start to get weird heartburn, or we get some inability to hold our bladder, or we get a change in our menstrual cycle because we're putting physical pressure on those organs in that area.
This Wednesday evening, Dr. Harlan Browning, my guest today, your host, your presenter, is going to talk about this. He's going to talk about myofascial networks, musculoskeletal pain, the enigma of it, you know, where it seems to come from but isn't. It's an interesting topic, but more importantly, a very profound topic if you want to get something done permanently. Wednesday evening, the 28th, 7 p.m. at the Roselle Center for Healing. Call 703-698-7117 and tell the staff you'd like to be there. Donna, thank you for holding. How can we help you?
Hi. Dr. Roselle, I have a question about my husband. He suffered a ruptured disc, L5, went on his sciatic, could not have surgery for 10 months because he had just had a heart attack with a stent, and he was on Effient. After he was off his Effient, they did a discectomy. He is left with 2+ edema and terrible neuropathy.
Dr. Browning.
Is the neuropathy in the whole foot, or is it in a kind of like a unique kind of area, small section of the foot?
From the toes to the pad.
For all the toes?
It comes and goes, mostly the great toe.
Okay.
And then the pad right underneath of it.
Did he have any kind of rehabilitation after the injury? Was there anything done with him, or they just said, you need to sit tight and we'll see you in 10 months?
He had, during that 10 months, because nothing would help the pain, he did some acupuncture, oral steroids, and that helped, and I think the disc started to shrivel back a little bit off the nerve during the 10 months. So that was all they did.
Have they done an EMG where they put needles into the muscles?
Yes.
And has he, into their estimation, does he have permanent loss of motor function or sensory function, or is it just one that they're saying, well, he's got some loss, and but they haven't really put a finger on it?
No, they have some. He has some loss. They feel it's permanent damage. I have his EMG reading right here.
Donna, listen, we're coming up. We got about 30 seconds before I have to break. But I may hold you over just for a second. But understand this, that what's going on is that L5 disc got protruded enough, herniated enough, that obviously the nerve was compromised. The sciatic nerve is 5 nerves. It's not just one. And it depends on which branch. The fact that it's going into his toe and toe pads is the S1 nerve root that goes all the way through. Hang in there just for a second. There's a couple more things I want to talk to you about. I'd like to spend another 30 seconds or so on this topic because I think your husband can get some help. We're coming up to that break. Don't go away. You're listening to Dr. Tom Roselle.
Neuromuscular dentistry is more than just teeth and gums. Temporomandibular joint disorder can be painful, and only a skilled neuromuscular dentist can diagnose and treat it. If you are in pain and suffering from TMD, call the neuromuscular dentistry experts at Soft Touch Dental Care. Learn more about TMD and how Dr. Michael Chung has successfully treated his patients. Call 703-319-6990 for a complimentary consultation or visit bestinsmile.com. That's 703-319-6990 or visit bestinsmile.com.
What could you do with an extra $500, $1,000, or even $1,500 per month? How would that change things for you? Would you take a vacation, pay off bills, or just feel a bit more secure about your retirement? What if I told you there may be a way to make your dreams a reality? I'm talking about trading and investing in the market. Oh, and the best part is, you can do all of this in just a few hours a week from your home, using your laptop or smartphone. Learn how to make money when the market goes up, down, or sideways. Sound interesting? Call my friends at Online Trading Academy. They have put together a do-it-yourself investors kit that they want to send to you right away. You will get videos, hand-picked investing articles, and one of their most popular courses, and it's all for free. They will even throw in 2 free tickets to their next workshop so you can ask questions and learn more. You can do this. Just text the word INVESTOR to 797979. That's INVESTOR to 797979. Text INVESTOR to 797979. Message and data rates may apply.
Chris Bryant.
And that ball is crushed.
The Cubs have last season's MVP and world title. Max Scherzer.
Swing and a miss.
He's got the bling and the Nats want those rings. Defending their title versus making their pitch. Connect. Nationals Cubs. The series starts tomorrow night at 6:30 on Messin.
Ain't baseball great?
I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch, where you can get the world's most comfortable sheets for less than half of what you'd pay in the store. Our sheets are made from 100% organic cotton and get softer over time. Even 3 U.S. presidents have Boll & Branch sheets. Try them for 30 nights. If you don't love them, send them back for a full refund. Go to BollAndBranch.com today for $50 off your first set of sheets, plus free shipping with promo code SLEEP. Spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. That's BollAndBranch.com, promo code SLEEP.
Hi. A couple of weeks ago, my car started...
squealing?
Yeah. So I want to replace my...
brake pads.
Wow, you really know your...
stuff?
Well, I've got a lot to do. I think I'm going to need some...
coffee?
Yeah.
At Advance Auto Parts, we have the quality parts you
want
to get the job done. Okay, it's starting to feel really...
weird? Yeah, it's kind of my thing.
Advance Auto Parts. Let's get you back on the road.
...105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozelle here. You've been listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle live, as you do every Sunday at 12 noon. And you do the math where you're at, whether you're in California, 3 hours earlier than that. And we'd like to thank all of you who are listening online. And we know that from our emails that armed forces are also listening to us. We appreciate your service. We're here at 888-630-9625, and when you can't find us here, go to rozellecare.com. That's R-O-S-E-L-L-E-C-A-R-E. My guest in studio, your host this Wednesday evening at the Rozelle Center for Healing, the 28th Wednesday, 7 p.m., Dr. Harlan Browning, the professor. He's going to be talking about regional pain patterns and myofascial pain patterns and myofascial syndromes and so forth. And we're going to touch on those in a minute. But Donna, are you still there?
I am.
Okay, so let me give you a couple quick things to consider when it comes to any of these areas. The fact, I don't trust any studies until I see them and test them and muscle test them manually, see what the pain patterns look like, see if there's any way to decompress and open up that joint space. If the nerve is dead completely, which is usually not the case, somebody breaks their neck and they're paralyzed. It's not because the spinal cord is severed. It's because it gets traumatized, it gets shocked, and then what happens is there's an infiltration of something. One of the things is called arachidonic acid, and it stops the neurological transmission from reaching, but it's a memory problem. There's an embedded injury memory in many tissue and into the bone patterns. And if you can release that, it's like a software program gone bad. It's not reporting the way it's supposed to. So if you can reinstitute the normal reporting, then not only does the pain go away, but function reoccurs again. And there's a ways of doing that. There's a technique called injury recall technique that we use in the office. Acupuncture is great, but it has to be done with other pieces as well. The fact that there were steroids being used can be the good news because it decreases the pain, but it's the bad news because steroids by themselves will destroy tissue and make things much worse. So those are the things that you have to be aware of. I would encourage you, bring your husband this Wednesday evening, talk to Dr. Browning, you know, see what he can say to you. He's really up on this sort of thing. And, you know, if you have any lab work, the report that you have with it, bring that with you and let us consult with you. There's no charge. We're here for you. That's why we do the program. But anyway, Donna, thank you for your call. I appreciate it. I have to get ready to end the program. Dr. Browning, you know, we didn't touch upon something called chronic regional pain syndrome, which can be very similar to what we're talking about, but it has to do with sympathetic patterns within the body, has to do with how the body responds. It says that there's breakdown, deterioration, but not necessarily so. It can be perpetuated from either neurological irritation, from a nerve being irritated or pinched. It can be, and it can be, you know, extremities, it can be, you know, upper body, it can be all over the place. Injury patterns and so forth. This ties in to what we're talking about.
Yeah, so we used to call it RSD, reflex sympathetic dystrophy. Now the terminology is changed to complex regional pain syndrome when there's one and a two. But it definitively is a spinal related problem. The spine gets caught up in what we call wind up, where it just keeps on perpetuating the pain signal out to the tissue. And if you don't break that cycle, then it will continue. We see this pattern with things like phantom limb. When someone loses a limb and they still think that they can feel it, that's because the spinal cord is telling their brain that they are still feeling it. So you have to look at that as a possible, you know, situation.
So
as
here's
well.
Here's the other thing too. If there's any kind of trauma or irritation, there was a bump in the head, that also can perpetuate it the other way. It's a catch 22. The body itself, the spinal cord, can report to the brain, tell the brain, I got pain. But the brain also, because of its network of influence at the lower, with everything else beyond it, can also cause that pain pattern to continue, that recidivistic pattern, and particularly the automatic sections of the brain, the lower portion of the brainstem, the mesencephalon, and so forth. That's where we get caught up in all that.
Yeah. So basically, what happens is the brain just stops inhibiting the pain, and that's really what the brain does. 80% of what the brain does is tell somebody to stop doing something, and pain is one of the things. So the brain says, you know, stop having pain. Well, at a certain point, the brain discontinues that, so then the pain will continue. So it's this wind-up mechanism, and it goes on for a long time.
See, that's why we go to work every day, because it's a puzzle. We keep trying to figure things out because no two people are the same, no presentation is the same. The problem is that we get hooked in to take this pill for the rest of your life, and it's not necessary. This Wednesday evening, Dr. Harlan Browning, 7 p.m. at the Result Center for Healing. Join us. Call 703-698-7117. We're at that end of the program. We'll see you next week, and we have a very special guest next week. This is Dr. Tom Rizal. Love you all.